Damien Kitto is CEO of the Adelaide Convention Bureau, and he's the host of Destination SA, the annual showcase for the meetings industry in South Australia. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Damien, again.
Thanks for welcoming us, Graham.
It's good to have you on. Now, I was over there recently with you. In fact, I think it was in February, wasn't it? I'm trying to remember.
How time flies so quick. It was actually just the beginning there of the second week of March.
Of March, and yes, I just realised as I said that. And everything was happening in Adelaide. The place was going off, and of course since then, you as a city and as a state have won this massive, had the massive contract for the submarine, $50 billion. Now, I know that's all not all going to you guys, but certainly puts a bit of a spring in the step in South Australia, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, there's some amazing news around, and only in the last 24 hours, let alone in the last week, you're quite right in saying about the submarines, but in particular, Adelaide United won the A-League final at Adelaide Oval. We had an impressive 51,000 there, our Army of Red. I wasn't there, watched it on the TV. I couldn't get a ticket, but what an amazing event it was.
You couldn't get a ticket. That's a bit sad. And the guy who's in the engine room can't get a ticket.
Sad but true. I was going to go along with my son, but we didn't get there in the end. No, there was other reasons to it. But no, there's a lot happening. And coming back to Destination South Australia, the reason why we chose the middle of March is you'd be aware that we've got a program called Mad March. We've got the Festival of Adelaide, we've got the Adelaide Fringe, we've got Warm Adelaide on, and of course the Clipsal 500 thrown into the middle of that. So Mad March for major events, and we wanted to show all our business event delegates, colleagues from out of New Zealand and the eastern seaboard of Australia in particular, just the buzz and the excitement, the atmosphere around the city, and I think it worked really well.
Well, there certainly was plenty of buzz, and in fact, for the first time, and I've been to a few of these events with you, for the first time, you took us into the middle of the Fringe Festival. Now, that was all a bit alternate looking, but everybody had a terrific time, fitted in really well, and we had a great night, didn't we?
Yeah, the Fringe Club was great. We thought 24 hours before that it was this massive thunderstorm was going to come across and change our plans and have to go to a different venue. But as you experienced that, it was absolutely perfect weather that night. It was a balmy 30 degrees. The rain hit, I think, about 10 hours later. And you're right, there was a few weird and wonderful sights. But again, just to show how Adelaide brings its eastern parklands together in a festival environment, I think we really turned it on. And the commentary that we've had back from our 40-odd guests has been nothing but fantastic.
Yeah, well, it was a great night. It was a dinner, and then there was an impressive piece of conjuring, can we call it, or magic, that involved a few of the delegates being dragged up on stage. It was actually quite an enjoyable and a different night. But I guess the beauty of Adelaide is that it manages to pull all these things together. And it used to just be the festival state, but it's much bigger than that now, Damien, isn't it?
It is, and even if we reflect back to we jointly hosted Dreamtime with Tourism Australia back in December, and one of my favourite events for that program was closing Varden Avenue, which was just across the road from where we were in the Fringe Club that night, closing that and turning that into a street market. And I think coming back to your comment that, yeah, we're more than just the festival state. The way that we activate outdoor spaces, not only for festivals and cultural events, but we can easily achieve that for a business event. And I think we demonstrated that for Destination South Australia. We did for Dreamtime, and certainly invite everyone to come in and experience what we can do in those external spaces.
Mm. Now, a lot of what you had in Adelaide would appear to have been focused very largely on the leisure tourist. But your focus, of course, is business tourism. How do you extrapolate one out to the other? Do people come on business and then bring their families for leisure, or do they come for leisure and think, gee, this would be a good place to come and have a conference?
Absolutely, Graham. It's all of that. Our main target audience, obviously, is the business traveller or the business event delegate, those coming for a conference, an exhibition, a corporate meeting as such. Anecdotally, and it's something that Andrew McAvoy has spoken about for a long time, the former chief here of Tourism Commission and also Tourism Australia, 40 to 50% of those people that attend a conference or a business event, if you like, return in the years following with friends or family. And that's the power of the great business events that we host. We know that people do return for a leisure experience. The other thing is, particularly when it comes to selling the destination for an international context, is obviously Australia, no matter what city it is, we're a long-haul destination. So it's not about having a great, shiny, brand-new convention centre and the hotels to go. You actually need to be able to sell a broader package. So with the activities and the festivals that we have in the city, but of course we've got great food and wine country in the Barossa Valley, the Adelaide Hills, McLaren Vale, you know, international sites in themselves, you know, Kangaroo Island for its flora and fauna, you know, the aquaculture and the fisheries industry over in Port Lincoln. All of those are really, really important selling points to provide a delegate a complete package. Come and do your business, you know, network and transfer information with your friends and your colleagues, your work colleagues. But whilst you're making this big long trip to Australia and potentially Adelaide, you know, enjoy the scenery. So make a holiday of it as well. So that's how we sell things.
That's a very compelling argument. Now, the other thing that you've done is to invest very heavily in infrastructure from well, a casino is going to do some things, but that's next to Parliament on the corner, and you're next door with the convention centre, and then it runs down through the medical research and scientific and university and health. That whole area, you've spent billions of dollars, and you've committed, not you, but the state's committed further to that, a bit of private public partnership. How does that help you by cobbling all these things together in a city that you already call a 20-minute city because you can get around easily? Why put them all there on the very edge of the city? Does that give you some competitive advantage?
It does, most definitely. Yeah, as you say, there's been billions. There's something like $5 billion that has been spent on the Riverbank precinct. So we've got the magnificent Adelaide Oval. We've got stage two of the convention centre taking place. The Festival Theatre and its adjoining plaza is about to be upgraded. The casino is spending another $300 million, including 100 all-suites hotel. And as you said, the Biomed City to the west of the Adelaide Convention Centre, which happens to be the largest biomedical health research precinct in the Southern Hemisphere. So to have all of that, to come and, you know, do business, you know, host your events and be entertained at night, all in the one precinct. I don't believe anywhere else in Australia you can do that as convenient, as inaccessible to what we've got. Sure, Melbourne's got a great South Bank, Sydney's building a great Darling Harbour, but when you look at all of those activities pulled together, I think the Adelaide Riverbank has certainly got all of that. Mm. And that's a major feature, not only for national event owners, but international event owners. We find that when people do come into the destination and experience the warm hospitality of Team Adelaide, they soon start to put the pieces of the puzzle together and say, wow, this really is about convenience and accessibility, and you can walk to and from your hotel, yeah, of which all that infrastructure you mentioned, I think there's something like 1,500 new hotels coming online as well. So really exciting times, as you say.
1,500 new hotel rooms, I hope you mean.
Yes, hotels. Yeah, that would be a massive influx of supply of rooms. Absolutely. That's exactly right, Graham.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we saw on the weekend the magnificent Adelaide Oval in full voice with the soccer fans, probably the biggest crowd to that code, I would say, around Australia recently. And that's part of your infrastructure too. Events at the Adelaide Oval, you know, private events, are quite possible, aren't they?
That's right. Adelaide Oval in itself has got 22 function spaces, so it's a mini convention centre in its own right. So the, you know, holding a breakfast to a day meeting or a function and event at the evening. It's a very flexible venue and certainly serves the city well.
And it can cater for small events, say a professional group, doctors or lawyers or accountants, getting the partners together. You know, a small group can come and do an event in Adelaide and be well looked after.
That's right. And I even reflect upon the great restaurant they've got there, which is very unique, overlooking the Adelaide Oval itself, and the Hill of Grace restaurant, which obviously wins its name from that amazing Hinchcliffe wine, the Hill of Grace. They've got an experience for everyone, including the very high end. It really is a fantastic venue.
So the obvious question, Damien, you've built it. Will they come?
Well, we can only hope, Graham. We sincerely do. Look, the Bureau team and indeed along with our Team Adelaide partners, we've been at it for a couple of years. We've been, you know, announcing that all this infrastructure development is taking place. You're right, most of it is upon us. The Biomed City is nearing completion. There's probably got a couple of more buildings to be completed there, and they're underway as we speak. new hotel rooms. The missing piece of the puzzle, if you like, is the Adelaide Festival Theatre and its promenade and the casino. And that development is due to take place only a couple of months from now, actually. And that'll be another $1 billion worth of development, which will complete that $5 billion total project.
In the meanwhile, though, you are winning some meetings business for Adelaide, aren't you?
We are. So the work that we're doing, not only in the last couple of years, but now, the Bureau is very proud that its numbers are increasing. We only had a board meeting last week, in fact, and we reported $132 million worth of business secured so far in this 9 months of the financial year. So we're ahead of target, and if I'm a betting man, which I'm not, I think we'll go close to exceeding 150, if not getting close to 160 million. The previous year it was at 150 million, so two very successful years. The year before that was something like $115 million worth of business won for the future of Adelaide. So you can see that we're increasing that nicely because of that, you know, exciting times in Adelaide through the infrastructure growth.
Well, Damien, thanks very much for your time. Good luck in Adelaide. You've definitely got the chops to do it, I think, now, and the infrastructure.
Good on you, Graham. Thanks for your interest and support. Really appreciate it. All the best.
Bye-bye.